Kia ora, my name is Kerry Whaitere. We're standing on a grassy bank beside the Ōtākaro, and there's a table in front of us. It's a place for families together near the river's edge. It's a place for sharing kai and stories. One time the city was a wetland crisscrossed with secondary waterways, and it was a thriving ecological system that sustained an abundance of mahinga kai species. So mahinga kai was seen as the backbone of tribal economies and the socio-political systems. It's quite a broad term, so it's the actual natural resources themselves. It's also the associated cultural practices and protocols that go along with that. But it's also the places where these things were procured, and the places were protected through long-established tribal protocols and rights. For Ngāi Tahu and Ngāi Tuahuriri, this area was mahinga kai. It was a place for customary practices of gathering, preserving, storing of natural resources that thrived in this watery landscape. So this table carries a figure of a kanakana or a pouched lamprey. Kanakana are sort of eel-like creatures, but they're actually fish, and they have this amazing sucker mouth that allows them to scale obstructions in the river. So they climb over the top of each other to get up to their spawning grounds. Kanakana are apparently very delicious. I haven't tried one myself, but they're pretty highly regarded in mahinga kai for Ngāi Tuahuriri and Ngāi Tahu. But they're also quite diminutive, sort of elusive little creatures, and they are very rarely detected, and now their numbers are in decline. So in the absence of a real live specimen, I applied a bit of creative license to the process. It's consciously not a real figure of a kanakana, but more of a fanciful representation. It's enlarged, it's way out of proportion, the flesh is missing, and the image is like an X-ray of an imagined cartilage structure. So it's an imagining of a kanakana as a kaitiaki, or, you know, as a protector of the Ōtākaro waterways. Concrete tabletop was aggregate from the local quarries, and it's mixed in with these bivalve shells, and they were mahinga kai from the Kairaki beach area at the mouth of the Waimakariri. The outer edge of the table is notched. It's got patterns of three notches sort of around the edge, and that's to deter people from sitting on it. So the tikanga that sits with tables, you know, not allowed to put your bum on them. And inside the notching on the edge is a karakia mōte kai, and that's a blessing for food. And it's inscribed in there for anyone who wants to read it and to follow the tikanga of blessing food before eating. You work around the table, starting from the riverside, and it reads, "Nō mai e ngā hua, e hora nei, e haere mai nā koe, e whakatūpū nuku, e whakatūpū raki, tāwhia, kia rehua, kia tama, ki te ao marama, kia whakairia ki ruka, kia tina, tina, haumie, huie, tā kie." So when I was a kid, my brother and I, you know, we didn't really know about whakapapa. We didn't know we were Ngāi Tahu or Ngāi Tuahuriri. And when we were kids, we only knew this river as the Avon. So our whakapapa and the cultural markers of place were hidden out of sight and out of mind and out of spirit. So that's why being part of this Ngāi Tuahuriri revisioning of the city has been so gratifying and grounding. Yeah, these cultural interventions restore the threads of whakapapa and the right to be and belong in these spaces. This and other cultural elements in the city are subtle reminders of mana whenua. They're a visible link to Ngāi Tahu and Ngāi Tuahuriri, and that enduring presence within this place.